The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Life's ultimate question: does God exist? Man's natural hostility toward God. Why does man reject the God of the Bible and the divine laws that define his standards? God's laws call on us to meet a personally demanding standard that few are willing to consider. Man rejects God primarily because God's laws embody a morality that is outwardly focused and shows concern for others rather than oneself. We, however, are primarily motivated by selfish concerns. What is best for us? What we can get? How we can be viewed as better than others? Why do we have such a selfish nature? How did it originate? The Bible tells us the origin of the hostile and suspicious nature inherent in human beings. Genesis chapter 3 explains that the devil, in the guise of the serpent, in the Garden of Eden, first planted this suspicion and rebellion toward God in the mind of the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. He told them God was not acting in their best interest and convinced them they could do just as well, if not better, without God. When Eve was taken in by Satan's seductive reasoning and Adam then rebelled with her, God did not force himself on them. He allowed them to live without the benefit of his revealed knowledge. Adam quickly blamed his wife, and his wife blamed the serpent. Man has been blaming everyone else for his troubles ever since. Things quickly degenerated. In a fit of jealousy, the firstborn son of Adam and Eve killed his younger brother. Envy, jealousy, and greed became entrenched human motivations, just as violence became a common way of dealing with conflict. The descendants of Adam have seldom freely returned to God and willingly trusted in him. Notice the Apostle Paul's description of mankind's motivation. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Their selfish desires prejudice their minds against God and the morality of his laws. Therefore, Paul continues, the mindset of the flesh is hostile to God because it does not submit itself to God's law, for it is unable to do so. Verse 7. It's little wonder that most people reject anything that doesn't reflect their own point of view. They think they have a better, more enlightened way, one far superior to the presumed crude and oppressive morality of the Bible. Nevertheless, God's law far excels alternative moral values of man. As the Apostle Paul wrote, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. Historically, no nations or peoples have wanted to be governed by all of the Ten Commandments, because they go against the grain of human nature. Some can see benefits in keeping several of the commandments, such as not lying to, stealing from, or killing one's fellow man. But at best, people generally pick and choose among God's laws, or embrace them only superficially. Even when people keep the letter of those laws, they often miss their spirit and intent, which Jesus Christ defined as love toward God and love toward our fellow man. See Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. In rejecting God's revealed way of life, people unknowingly cut themselves off from blessings and sentence themselves to suffering. As his word tells us, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. It is sad that most people choose not to accept God's offer of a way that will lead to an abundant and fulfilled life. There is much more to learn about this vital subject, and we have only scratched the surface here. Please check out the free booklets, The Ten Commandments, and The Road to Eternal Life, which discuss these topics in much greater depth.
Thanks for listening to Man's Natural Hostility Toward God in the booklet, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.